Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Time now for question of the day, relationship topics. You ever need anything discussed, you can always email Jessica at power1017.com. You guys can text in. Dear Bill and Jess, I met this dude at a bar. Real popular, everybody knows him. I straight up asked him if he was married. He hit me with, nah, cool. We've been talking for about 2 months now. 2 months. He had a birthday party recently. I pulled up as his date. Everybody knew I was with him. Then out of nowhere, one of the guests tells my friend that she knows his wife. His wife, though. So the next day, I'm doing my little detective work, looking up marriage records, and it does say that he's married. But then I check my own, and mine still shows up, too, even though I'm divorced. I couldn't figure out how to find divorce paperwork, so now I'm stuck like, is he lying, or is the system just slow? I don't want to be out here looking crazy, asking him the same question again. He was with me Thanksgiving weekend. He was with me for his birthday. You know, and now we're headed into New Year's, but I still need to know what's going on.
Well, my opinion, I don't think he would take her out in public if he was married.
Right. Yeah.
In my opinion, I could be wrong, but that's just, if he did that, he just don't care.
Yeah.
And he was with her for Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, you take somebody around your friends,
yeah,
and out in public, it's kind of a thing where if it's something else, then.
So you think that he's not married? You believe him?
Well, see, here's the thing.
Because you say that, he's not going to take her out if he's married.
Well, if he's doing that, he's just a brave man to do that. But I just think that if he takes around taking her around his friends,
yeah,
you know, out in public where he can be seen, and knowing that if it was like that, that somebody could call.
Yeah, but why did his friend say to her friend, something about his wife?
It's called a hater.
You think that's it? You think it's just hate?
Well, no, it might be a situation where he might be getting out of a situation or was in a situation. But
So hold on. Is he getting out or he was?
He might be already out.
Because if he's getting out, that means he's still in.
Well, here's my question. we're looking at him.
Yeah.
Right? But what about her? Right?
Well, she said that she's been divorced, yeah, and just not showing up.
Well, here's the problem I have. It's not that part. The part of not going to him and figuring out what's really going on.
She asked him and he said no.
If he said no and you believe what he said, no. And if somebody else said something.
Yeah. And she looked it up.
Your job, right, being in that relationship is to go to that person and say, hey, what's going on?
Okay.
I heard this.
So go talk to him.
Yeah. Why are you doing all this investigating, all this background stuff and all this?
She just don't want to look like she's like, you know, not believing him or, you know, riding him or whatever.
So if he did a background check on her and saw that he said that she's still married and went to everybody else and said it her.
Then she'd be like, why don't you just come to me?
Exactly. Exactly. Go to him.
Yeah.
Ask him the question. See what's really going on.
Well, let me tell you what I think.
Okay, I'm listening.
He's married. He got a wife somewhere, and he's lying. That's what I say. He a liar. He's a liar. He's got a wife and kids. You said y'all were together on Thanksgiving and going into the new year. What about Christmas? You know why? Because he was with his wife. That's why. You ain't say nothing about Christmas. You said Thanksgiving, now you're talking about the new year. You skipped over the big holiday.
He was on a business trip.
Right. Where? He's on a business trip now with her, or he's on a business trip when he goes back to his wife? Which one? Which is which?
I plead the fifth.
You know, we've gotten emails, so many emails over the years. Yeah. People living double lives. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how. And they like have a family and a wife and kids, and then they leave, and then they go to another family with a girlfriend or whatever, and they can totally cut off their life with the wife and kids. I don't know how people are built like that.
Well, not only built like that, how much, I don't know how you have that much energy.
Right. Yeah, that's all
lot,
that.
That's a lot of work.
302-858-5117. You can text or call in or send us a virtual text up on our Power app. Hit shout out, record yourself. Let us know what you guys think with the question of the day, and we'll play it back on the air. But yeah, girl wrote in, met a dude at a bar. Everybody knows him. She pretty much said, are you married? He said, nah. Cool. They've been talking for about 2 months. And recently, he had a birthday party. You know, she was there with him. And one of his friends said to one of her friends, oh, yeah, him and his wife. What? What? So she did her detective work. And it says that, you know, online or whatever, public records that he's still married. But she's like, well, I'm also a previous divorcee, and it still says that I'm married. So is it just, you know, they're slow on the paperwork? No. Don't try to make it like, oh, they're just slow on the paperwork. Come on. You want them to be slow on the paperwork. You're making an excuse for him, you know? Again, 302-858-5117. We just got a text in. It says, has he invited you to his house yet? Can you call him at any time of the day or night? That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Let's see. Nadine texting in. It was the nah for me. Am I married? Nah. Yeah, it was the nah for me that spoke volumes. He didn't say, I've never been married. He didn't say, I'm married but we're separated. He didn't say, I'm divorced or divorcing. You know, all he said was nah, and then kept it moving. Let's see. Denisha texting in. That nah came with a smart side eye and chuckle, meaning it was a lie when the answer formed in his head. Laura texting in. Maybe he's living apart from his wife and they didn't divorce. That's very common unless you're thinking this is heading to a committed relationship. Then ask him directly, are you still married but living apart? Let's see. Juju texting in. You said pulled up as his date. Does that mean you two came together? If you're getting the holidays, hush up and enjoy the relationship. Well, again, they said Thanksgiving and going into the new year. They didn't say Christmas. Let's see. Lily texting in. He could be married, but still not with his wife. If you don't trust him, then the relationship is already in danger. Just let him know, or let him know someone at the party mentioned his wife. Depending on the answer, move accordingly.
She already did too much already, though. She did too much.
Torella texting in. Well, was his wife at the party? 302-858-5117, 756. Nah, I agree. Very limited info. Where was his wife on his birthday party? He's good at being bad. I mean, his wife, you know, she was at the birthday party in his second life. He had two birthday parties, one for this one and one for her. Again, 302-858-5117. Question of the day, 758.